Now, taking a look at sports on KDDR.
Let's go back through the weekend and recap all three of the Oaks Tornadoes teams in action. Let's start with the boys basketball team back on Friday when they took a tough loss at Enderlin. Final score, 85-47. The 7th-ranked Enderlin Eagles had about a 12-point lead halfway through the third quarter and absolutely erupted for the final quarter and a half and ended up winning by almost 40. Enderlin sophomore Joe Hurlbert was the game's leading scorer with 27 points, and he ended up finishing with 1,000 career points. Oaks was led by Garrett Meal, who scored a team-high 21 points and a season-high 4 three-pointers. Oaks' next time out is tomorrow night as they travel to Carrington to take on the Carrington Cardinals. The Oaks girls basketball team won its 4th game in a row as they defeated Windmere Lidgerwood at the NDSCS Bonanza back on Saturday. Final score, 64-37. The girls have one last regular season game, and that's tonight as the Oaks Tornadoes take on the Central Cass Squirrels. The Squirrels come in riding an 8-game winning streak and a 14-4 record. Coverage on the Tornado begins tonight at 7 o'clock. A solid weekend for the Oaks Tornadoes wrestling team. They were in Ashley at the Region 1 duel. They ended up finishing 3rd as a team, and some really strong individual performances over the weekend from Bracken Owender at 138. He won all 3 of his matches over South Border, Ellendale Edgley Cullum, and Lemoore. Logan Sell also went 3-0 against those same 3 teams. Jacob Hankel at 285, and then John German at 145, also had 3-0 weekends. After a few hiccups, the Minnesota Twins will trade for Kenta Maeda after all. The Twins will send Bruzdar Gratterall to Los Angeles for Maeda as a part of the 3-team deal involving Mookie Betts to Los Angeles. The Twins will send Gratterall for Maeda. Also, a couple of minor leaguers will be flip-flopped. Luke Raley, the Twins will send their outfielder to Los Angeles in return for a player to be named later.